We're up to Perek Shlishi, Mishnah, Akavya ben Mahalal Eloimer. He used to say that his stakel b'shloisha dvorim, person should, his stakel means stare, be mizbein and think into it for a long time, his stakel looks like stare at three things, via tobola de avera, you won't come to do an avera, this is the way you conquer, you'll be able to fight, the yetzara, da main bosa, know from where did you come, v'lonat hilach, where are you going to, in front of who, well, eventually we'll have to give a din v'cheshbin, a judgment of everything that we did. So he explains now, the first thing to think about is, me'ayin bosa, where did we come from? Mitipa serucha, means from a drop of shichva zera, came from your father, which is serucha, which is rotting away, that's where we come from. In other words, this is supposed to take away a person's gaiva. Person thinks great upon himself, has too much gaiva, so think about this, will take away your gaiva. Where is the person going to? Limkaim ofra, to the plate of dirt, means after Misa, a person is buried in the dirt, in the ofra. Rima v'saleya, there's worms there, and maggots. And this should take away a person's taiva, desire to have enjoyment from this world, if he's going to think where he's going to end up. And in front of who will a person have to give judgment of everything that happened? In front of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, every person has a din v'cheshbin. And the Rav of the Mishnah explains that, that we say a person comes from a tipa srucha, from a rotted away seed, even though when the zerah comes out, it goes into the mother. It's not Mesarechas Adarab, it's Mesaber, but it means to say that when the Zera comes out, it's Oymed to be in Srucha. So from this we learn that again, the person thinks where it came from, this should save him from the Aveir of Gaiva, which Gaiva is one of the Ovois Hamazikim, which is Gaiva and Kas. The person thinks too much of himself, he has this terrible need of Gaiva, haughtiness, and Kas. He becomes angry when things don't go his way, he thinks everything should go the way he wants it, therefore he becomes very angry. These are two midas of mazikim, and therefore this should stop you not to do these type of avaris. And then to think about where we're going to end up, he says the Rav Mishnayis, that's supposed to save a person min hataivo v'achemdo el hamom. Person should have a desire just enjoy this world, and the chemda desire to have money. And he says v'mispaklef nemirta d'cheshven, you'll be perished from a chet, and you won't be nichshel v'avera. That what Mishnah says, a double lotion. We're going to have to give a din v'cheshbin. So the Gro says that din goes on the averis that we did, and cheshbin goes on the mitzvahs that we could have done. B'shas were doing the averis, instead of doing the averis, we would have done mitzvahs, we would have had that schus, we lost out. That's called the cheshbin, how we lost out by not doing the mitzvahs. Most unfortunately speak out, even though there's pretty yidua what the Mishnah says, everybody knows these things. Doesn't make a reshim upon a person. That's because of not makam the sinyan of his stakel. Stakel means not just I'm thinking about it, but to put real insight into it. And stakel, think about it, stare about it, continuously think about it. You know, like the first halach in Shulchan Aruch says that shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. That's the klal gadol. B'maylas tzaddikim. That's the sinyan. Kisei, the person has to think about the sinyan. We have to give a din v'cheshbin in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should lose our gaiva, our taivis, and then we'll be able to be dovik with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Ben Yoin also says that this inyan of Talujia Tainugim, that he says, that's what it says in Sefer Kehelis, that Hevel Avolam Omo Kehelis, Hakol Hevel, everything is useless, all this time enjoyment of this world. It's really, even though the Ramban asked the question, we know that Fakir, Psukim say, that ki toiv, when Hashem created the world that was good, says ki toiv, Hashem created a good world. Mashma, the nug, the tainis, the hanos, that this world is good. So how come Kelestak, it says, hevel avolim, it's all useless, lose your hanos, like it says here in the mission also, think about where a person's going to end up, all the hanos will just be there, the more fat you have, it's just going to be that the worms will just eat it up. Hayetz faket from the psukim, ki toiv, the Ramban explains that there's no stira. The pshat for these things is just to go bosar enjoyment. taivis that the Yetzirah wants you to do, those are theirs, those take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are terrible things. But adarabha, if we take the enjoyment of this world to be able to do avodas Hashem, a person has to keep his nefesh, a person has to keep his body alive. Avad, we have to have certain hanos. But if we take it, al manas with a kavono, to be yoyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just time to have taivis, time to have enjoyment, but the taiv of the world is to use it out, al manas to be able to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, that's a dover toiv, that's something good. Like the Gro writes, that when a person eats l'shem shemayim, or he eats and has anor to keep himself going, to be able to learn, then the neshama has enjoyment from that machshava that you have. It's kind of like the eating of the food, that's mahana, your nefesh, your body. But the machshava you have, that you're doing it l'shem shemayim, to be able to learn better, to be healthier, to be able to do more mitzvahs, the machshava you have, that's what the neshama has an offer. See, that's also one cheshbin. If you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the cheshbin, said in Avada, the noise you take from this world is almanas to be able to do more mitzvahs, keep yourself healthy. That's all the chlala mitzvah. But just stam the tanugim, stam the enjoyment, but there is enjoyment, that's what Shlomo Melech says in Kehelis, HaKol Hevel, Hevel Avolim. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us, to think about where a person is going to end up, to know everything is like for Rima, for Soleya, for Ofer. The Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kana Maimer. Rabbi Chanina, the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol, he was there by the end of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, and he lemaisa saw the Churban, and we know the Churban was called because of Sinas Chinam, and therefore he comes to warn us, and he says that have a mispalel b'shloime shalmachus, that we should daven for the peace of the king. Why shall Molly Maro, because if people would not have somebody to fear, they would not fear the king, Ish Esriyeyu Chaim Beloyu, a person would swallow up his friend alive. And the Rabbi Yehuda explains the pshat is, the person has to have feeling for the people. You have to be there, you have to worry about the rest of the world. And therefore you should be mispalol, that there should be shalom on the world. Nor then you have to be mitzvah, you have to feel bad for the tsar of Acherim. And therefore the Derech says that tzaddikim is to be mispalol, that the world should have peace, which means through the shalom of the Malchus. We want to make sure even by the Goyish of Malchus. But because of that, like the Mishnah says, people won't harm one another, but otherwise there'll be harm in the world. People without Devar Hashem, people without the Torah, their own netiyitzahs, to have sinas chinim, to have kinah, sinah, to want to mamish kill somebody else, take away what he has. People have chemda desires. Like you see today, people rob, people steal, people kill. They'll take away one from another. So we have to be mispalol that should stop. Because the bothers us, the tzar that other people have. And therefore it's very important that we mispalol that there should be shalom in the world. And also to mispalol other people shouldn't have tzar. We have to mishtatev the tzar shachaveroi to feel for another Jew, to feel for another brother, to have feelings for somebody else. And maybe if you see somebody with tzar, Avad, it's a special chi for you to daven for him and try and help him take away this tsar, in order there should be shalom. Ad kadei kachish, even be mispalo for the shalom of the goyish malchus, in order that there should be yira of the malchus, in order to stop people from doing harm to one another, that everybody should have peace, there should be no more tsar. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chananya ben Trad Yonimer, that shnayim sheyesh, from two people that are sitting together, V'yein v'neim divrei Torah, and they're not talking and learning, they're not learning together, is Hareza Moshev Leitzim. He calls them sitting and stop joking around, which is an Avera. Shenema, the Pasuk Ketilim says, Uva Moshev Leitzim lo Yoshev. Pasuk, first Pasuk Ketilim says, stop sitting and joking, lo Yoshev, you should not sit there. You stop wasting your time, Bittul Zman, Bittul Torah, that's come out one of the worst Averas we have. Chazal say, Kishen, Shalimera Torah is the greatest mitzvah we have. The same thing, Bittul Torah is the worst of error there is. And the Mishnah continues on, Al v'shnayim sheyeshrim v'yesh b'neim divrei Torah. But two people are sitting and they are talking and learning. Then Shechina b'neim, they bring the Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his effect, his shining, is between them. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Malachai aznidbaru Yirei Hashem Isharayeyu, that the Yirei Hashem, two people sitting and talking together, and Vayakshir Hashem Vayishma, Hashem listened to them. Mashma, the Shechina was there, and Vayikosav Seifa Zikar on the front of Leyirei Hashem Lechayshre Shemayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sits down and writes down what happens by the Yirei Hashem Ulechayshre Shemayim. Lechayshre Shemayim, thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, thinking about his Torah. And it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is there. Then the Mishnah ends off. Ein liyelishnaim. The only so far the pasuk says Ishra Yeyu, two people are sitting and learning together. Minayin, how do we know to say shafilu echad, even one person sheyosha v'isa b'tori sitting and learning Torah shakadosh baruch hu kaveya l'scharoi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu like is there watching him. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's kaveya sets aside the reward that he deserves for his great mitzvah. Shnema the pasuk says yeshiv bodo v'yidoim. Person sits there by himself. Kinotel olof. So it means yeshiv bodo v'yidoim means the person sitting there and learning Torah between himself. So not lolof kolaimam that he takes char. Hashem gives him reward. Minute the Shechina is there watching it and pays him back for this tremendous mitzvah that he's sitting and learning Torah. Now in this mishnah of Chananya ben Tradin is teaching us a tremendous chiddush that he says two people that are sitting and they're not learning Torah. So Ksidid Moshe Bleitzim, a mom is sitting there making jokes. And me the Gisa, he's sitting and learning Torah, what kind of tremendous char it is that the Shechina is B'nayim. So he's teaching us like there's no in-betweens. Either a person's learning Torah, using out his time, or else if he's sitting there and wasting his time, it's the opposite way. It's Ksidid the Pasuk of Moshe Bleitzim LaYoshev. Don't sit there and stop mock and make jokes. What is stop sitting and not learning have to do with making jokes? The pshat could be, we know that the yisoid of a letz to make a joke, that has the koyach to break, to destroy anything that's choshev. That this something's choshev, mitzvah, Hashem, well, you can hear a tremendous shmuz. Somebody talks to you, mamas lifts you up, have tremendous service, then somebody makes one joke about it, and you ruin everything. A joke has the koyach like a bomb to destroy all the kedusha that's there. One leitzonis, one joke could just ruin it all. That's how terrible leitzonis is. That's why the pasuk says, of a moshav leitzim, people just sitting there and making jokes, lo yoshev, you should not be there. Because that can mamish destroy your ruchnius with one joke. So the pshat is that you're taking something that's very choshev and you're destroying it. Here also, a person has time. He's not working now. He stops sitting and talking with his friend that's sitting down. It's a very important time, you could accomplish so much with it. So instead of learning Torah, you stop, use the time and waste it. That's like a late, like you're destroying, you're taking away that precious inyan of time. Time is very precious in front of you, the chavrusa, with a friend that you could be talking and learning. And that's what he continues on, that two people sitting and learning, that's a tremendous type of learning. It's better than learning by yourself. Shnayim Shayyasra means two people sitting and learning together. Hashem comes and listens to every word, meaning it's a tremendous Shechina there, that's a tremendous opportunity to Shteigais, that's mamish such a dover choshev miyay. And if somebody just wastes it, the pshat is that's the kayach of a bomb like, of a leitz, of a joke that just ruins it all. Even though it's so choshev that time, with one leitz, you could just ruin the whole thing. So if a person just sits back and is not learning, that's ksidid of a meishav leitzim lo yoshev. He's just wasting his time. Then what it means to say is when you have two together, that's such a choshev inyan to learn together. Then he ends up, what's going to be if a person's by himself? Maybe things by himself is not worth to learn. He ends up, no, that afilu echad, that sits in Isaac Batera, that's a tremendous inyan. Isaac, they say, like he's yageya, he's trachting, thinking and learning. That in itself is a tremendous chus. That also, the Shechina is there, and you can receive tremendous char for it. Also, we see the koyach of Torah over tefillah. By tefillah, we know you have to have 10. The Shechina only comes if you have a minion. You have 10 people. Less than 10, the Shechina is not there. Mashenkin, by Torah, even the yochid that sits and learns, he also brings the Shechina there. We're up to Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Shimon says, Shaloisha she'ochlo al shulchan echad. Three people that are sitting and eating together on one table. V'loy omru all of divrei Torah. And they do not talk in learning. There's no words of Torah spoken. Is kilu ochlo mizivcha mesim. It's like they're eating from a zevah, a sacrifice of mesim. which really this means of avodah zarah, as zivchei takrubas avodah zarah is considered mesim. It is a pasuk in Tehillim that says vayitzmedu lebal por vayoychlu zivchei mesim. Shenema, the Mishnah says shenema. The pasuk says in Yishayahu ki chol shulchanois molo keya tsoyam. All the tables were full of like garbage, tsoya waste. Pali makaim. Another Yishayahu called takrubas avodah zarah keya tsoya, like waste. The pasuk says why pali makaim. Means to say that they were eating and drinking, and they weren't masked. They didn't remember the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning to say they didn't say Divrei Torah on the Shulchan. And the Rabbein Yerin explains, because yeshiva is three people sitting together, that's sitting the Chabura. Like we know the Mezumah for Birchas HaMazon. If so, it's not right that people should be sitting there just for their own enjoyment. They don't have Divrei Torah between them. The pshat is they're being purged, they're taking off the Olah Torah. And then they're only eating and drinking just for the pure enjoyment of it, which is not Zeichem, L'Avodah Zarah. And then Rav Shimon ends off, the Mishnah ends off, this Rav Shimon ben Yechoyim, that says, Al v'shloisha sh'ochlo shulchan echad, but three people that are sitting together and eating, v'yomru all of Divrei Torah, and they do talk and learning while they're eating, then kilu ochle m'shulchan shel ha'mokim baruch hu, it's as if you're reading from the table of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like from a Mizbeach. Shinem the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, V'yadabar Eli, Shem spoke to him, Zeh HaShulchan HaShelofnei Hashem, this is the Shulchan in front of Hashem. And this Pasuk is talking about the Mizbeach, and it's called the Shulchan. So from here we learn out that the Shulchan is like a Mizbeach. The Mir says that means that the Shulchan, that they say Divrei Torah on it, has luck like a Mizbeach. And really that's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hei, that says that Bizman Shabes Mikdash Kayim Mizbeach is Mechapra Yisrael. The man we had the Beis Mikdash, the Mizbeach, the Kabonis, that was Mechapra. The Mora says, V'yachshav, now, after the Churban Abayis, Shulchanoi Shalod Mechapra Lov. A person, Shulchan, is Mechapra on him. Meaning to say that the Shulchan is like a Mizbeach. How is that? If you learn Torah, it becomes like a Mizbeach. And the Pshat is that when a person eats food, the pshat is avad that we need, the goof needs it. It's necessary for your goof to keep your goof alive. But the pshat is what's the purpose? Why are we keeping our goof alive? We have to realize that ikar is our ruchnis, our neshama, our Torah, that's our ikar. Grad the neshama is mishtutav with the goof, we have to keep both alive. It depends what's the ikar purpose, like what are you trying to keep alive? If you do eat and you say divrei Torah on the table, then the pshat is like you're keeping yourself alive, amanas, to be Yavid Hashem. You say the Ikar is the Ruchnis, you're learning Torah. So then the pshat is, it's like a Mizbeach, it's like coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the food that we eat, that's Mechazak Hasself, that's our bringing a carbon to keep the Mizbeach, to keep the Neshama going. But the opposite way, if a person just eats and doesn't say Divrei Torah, so pshat is you're not thinking about the Ruchnis, you're not thinking about your Neshama. You're only talking about your pure behema, your poor goof alone, just for the pure sake of the Hanor that we spoke out, that Shlomo Melech said, that's Hevel Avolam HaKol Hevel, that Tzerah, that takes you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that brings you to Avodah Zarah. That's what the beginning of the Mishnah is saying, if you eat and you do not say Divrei Torah, like you're pure going after Hanoi Seolam Hazeh, that's very low forgetting about Ruchnius, pure Hanor, that's Deimat Avodah Zarah. Mashenkin, if you mishtat of Torah when you eat, then the pshat is you're making the eating for tzarech aliyah ruchnis to keep the neshama alive. That's like kapara, that's like the mizbeach, that's like the shulchan, and the food that we're eating is brought on the korban, is brought to mechazek aguf, that we should do avodas Hashem, become closer, learn Torah. Therefore, the Rosh Tzaddikim Taka that they say before they eat, they always say, we're eating now, amenas, to keep our neshama alive. We're eating now to mechazek aguf, that we should be able to do avodas Hashem with the goof. Then it's doimah to bring in a korban on the mizbeach. And when you eat, you show that by saying divrei Torah. So if they say the ruchnius is the ikam, that's why we're eating now to mechazek ourselves, we'll be able to do mitzvahs and learn Torah. Otherwise, it's like you stop taking care of your goof. That's doimah to yivonim, doimah to avodah zarah, forgetting about ruchnius, just going bosa, taivus oilam. Mishnah Dalit. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy Omer, Haneya Balayla, somebody stays up at night time. V'yamahalach b'derech achidi, somebody walks alone in the roads. or else from the final libel of Atol, Islam is wasting his time. He turns his lave towards Stam Batola, Stam useless. Like he deserves to have Misa, he's Mechayiv himself. So one simple pshat is that at night time is called the Zman of Mazikim. And if you go yourself in the road, it's also Yoyimit to get Nizik from Nizakim. And therefore, Torah is what's matzah you. So a person doesn't think about learning at night time while going in the road, you're Mechayiv b'nafshoy because you're putting yourself into danger. Others learn that the pshat is that Haneya Balayla, night time, is a very precious time. That's the time to learn Torah. Like really, the Rambam says a Loshin. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Paragimel, Halacha Yigimel, that Afa Pisha Mitzvah Lilmid B'Yom Balayla. True, there's a mitzvah to learn by day and by night, but Einodam Loimed Roiv Chochmosi El Balayla. Person learns Rov of his Chochm at night time. The figure of the Rambam says, whoever wants to be zoicha to the keser, a Torah, crown of Torah, be careful every single night not to miss one night without learning. And the pshat is that at night time it's a zman ritzui, it's quiet, there's no tumbling, people are not working then. At this by daytime, some people have the klola, they have to go to work, you have to make panosa, b'zay sapecha techolechem, and therefore things busy, it's not such a good time for learning then. Mashenk, at night time everybody's quiet, there's no business going on, that's a perfect time to sit and learn and put your mind into learning. Therefore, it's such a special time that somebody wasted, he stays up at night and he wastes his time, he doesn't learn about Tolo, that's Mitzchai Benavsha, he's wasting like prime time. The same thing, Halak B'der Chichid, you're going yourself, why should you waste your time? It's precious time, Yimokim Sakona, use out for learning Torah, thinking and learning. And the pasuk says, "V'lechtucha baderech," mashmir the pesukim in Krishma, the ikizman v'dibartabom of learning Torah is b'shiftucha beveisecho v'lechtucha baderech. When you're at home sitting peacefully, when you're walking on the road yourself, that's like time you should use out and not stam wasted. Because if you have time that you could use out, such a precious thing, stam to waste it, that's called mischayiv b'nafshay. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana Omer, he says that kol hamakabel olav el Torah, somebody accepts upon himself the yoke of learning Torah, so then min hashemayim is mavir memenu HaKadosh Baruch will take away from you, oil malchus, the kingdom won't bother you, v'yol darach eretz, you don't have to worry and work too much for panasa, Hashem will take care of you, you'll have a brocha from the little bit that you're doing, since the ikki you're doing is learning Torah. But the chol ha-perik mimeno ol Torah, whoever takes off him the yoke of learning Torah, then noisen olav min hashemayim that put upon him, all malchus will have to do with the king will make him do things. The old derech eretz will have to work hard to make a panosa. In Gepshut and Pshat from the Mishnah, as we know, the pasuk says in Iyuv, that Adam la'omol yulad, a person in this world was born to do work. Al piroiv, a person has to work. And therefore, Ashrei me that accepts upon himself the work should be in learning Torah. He's mekabel the Yerl HaTorah. He gets two in one. He has to work, and also he gets tremendous schar for doing this work. So if his yotzer's work in Torah, therefore, min hashemayim, they don't make you do other type of work. You won't have to work for the king, or the panos will come very easy. Mashenkin, if you take off yourself the Yerl HaTorah, you don't want to work in learning, then anyway, you're going to have to work. So then they'll put upon you the old malchus, the old derech eretz. And Rabbi Yehin explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the person wants to learn Torah, so Hashem won't be mevatlim. Hashem is going to let him learn. And therefore his panosa will go easy. He won't have to work that hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a brocha. Because what is he going to be doing? He'll be sitting and learning. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to learn better. If a person doesn't plan to sit learning, it's not a zikam, then he's going to have to work. Similar, they say, the pasuk says, "The Ashrei Hagever Asher Tiasrenu Ko Umitoros Chosalamidenu." Said it's in Kapitel Tilim, Tzadik Dalid Yom Revi. The Bekitza Ashrei Hagever Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives you Yisurim, and where do they come from? Umitoros Chosalamidenu. Farshim said that everybody has to have Yisurim. Ashrei me that he's Omel, he works in Torah. That should be his Yisurim. He gets two in one. The Maaseh gets tremendous Chav for the Limud HaTorah. Mashenken, otherwise, Rachmanis, you have to have Yisurim otherwise, and with that you don't get any Schar altogether. Rosh Hashanah says, Eved Mashkil, it's a smart Eved, where it says it goes on Eliezer, Eved Avram, he knew that he was a Ben Kenan, he knew he had a curse, he had to be an Eved, says, so he might as well be an Eved Avram. But this will gain 2 and 1 and be able to learn Torah also. Person has to be a Chochem, really is going to have to work anyway. So Ashrei me that his Ika work is in Limud HaTorah and therefore get double the amount of Schar. In Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Chalavta Ish Kfar Hanan Yomer. He says that Asara Shiyosim Vaiskim Batorah, 10 people sitting and learning Torah together, is Shechina Shruya B'neim. Tremendous chus that the Shechina is between them. Shinem the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Elohim Nitzav Be'adas Kel. Kadosh Baruch Hu standing there, Ba'edah, Edah always means 10 people. You have 10 people, the Shechina was there. Really, there's a ton of the Eliyahu that says, V'schus, that 10 people are sitting in Eskim B'Torah, that's going to bring the Mashiach. That's the greatest chus we have, 10 people learning Torah together. Then the Mishnah says, how do I know to say, Afilu Chamisha, even though half the amount, only 5 people are sitting and learning together. Also, that the Shechina is between them. Shnei the Pasuk says, Va'gudosoi al Eretz Yisoda. In the beginning of the Pasuk is, Ha'boinu v'shemayim al Yosef, means that the Shechina that's in Shemayim, sometimes it comes down Loretz. And when is that? Sheyesha Maguda, is Naguda there, which means 5 people sitting and learning Torah. Because Naguda means like you gather together in one hand, that's the 5 etzpois, see if it goes on 5. 5 people sitting and learning together, also the Shechina is there. Could be not as much as 10, but I call upon him, the Shechina is there. Uminan, how do we know to say, Afilu Shleish, even 3 people are roisik together, learning Torah together, Shechina is there. Then when the Pasuk says, Bekerev Elohim, Yishpat, Hashem is there, like by Mishpat Dayonim, which is 3. So here also, 3 people together, Shechina is there. Uminan, the Mishnah says, Afilu, even 2 people, Shnayim learning Torah together. Then when the Pasuk says, in Malachi, Oz Nidbru Yiri Hashem Ishriyayim, that 2 of them were talking together means in learning. Vayakshav Hashem Vayishma, Hashem listen was there. Hashem is there when 2 people are learning Torah. And then even further, we now have to know to say, Afilu Echad, even 1 person is Isaac Patorah. The Shechin was also there. Shnei Min HaPasuk says, Bechomoka Masharaska Rashmi, anytime you mention my name by learning Torah, Ovi Alecha Baraticha, Kodesh Baruch Hu will come, the Shechin was there to give you a bracha. So Pasha, the Mishnah is coming to tell us the greatness of learning Torah, what we are doing when we're learning Torah. It's almost like a Mishkan, that we're bringing down the Shechina from Shemayim to come down to this world. That was the purpose of the Mishkan of the Beis Hamikdash, to bring the Shechina down. We should be living with the Shechina. When a person is learning Torah, he's bringing the Shechina, and the Shechina is with you. Now, the end of the Mishnah says that the Chomok and the Pasuk Vidash and the Chomok and Mesher Asker Shmi. Ovi Alecha Barachticha. It goes on Limud HaTorah. Whenever you learn Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself will come and give you a bracha. Yourself of Rav Meir Chodesh Zitzal, that the Mashkiach, that once a chosin, father was taking his chosin around to get brachas from tzaddikim. The minute gives before the chosin, you take the chosin to get brachas from tzaddikim. So he took the chosin from Rav Meir Chodesh. He says, you're going around to get brachas from tzaddikim. How about getting a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself to give you a bracha? Here the Pasuk says, and the Mishnah says, the B'chamakam, whenever a person sits down to learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and give him a bracha. Therefore he told the Chosin, make sure that on the day of the Chasna, you convey your time to learn Torah, so you get a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Agav, also we see the Kayach of Torah, that we know by Tefillah, to have the Shechina, you need 10 people. Less than 10, you don't have the Shechina. You can't say Davash of Gedusha. That's with the Kerech of Tefillah. But here, with the Kerech of Torah, even 1 person sitting and learning Torah, you have the Kerech to bring down the Shechina. Not Stam, but the Shechina comes to give you a bracha. How chashuv this is, not to waste time, not to mavatel such a tremendous Kerech. Mishneh Zayin. Rebelozo Ish Bar Toisoima. He says, in the Rebbe Elazar comes from the town, Bar Taisa, that Tein Loi Mishaloi, a person should give Loi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his own. Why? Because Sha'ato V'Shaloch, because you and yours shaloi really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person has to have bitachon, has to have emunah, and everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And therefore, it's only right that the money Hashem gave us, we should use out for mitzvahs, as if to be makir toiv and like to give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing, v'chein b'dobr u'aymer, by dobr u'melech, it says, n'psukim edivri ha'yamim, ki mimcho ha'kil, from you HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes everything, u'miyotcho, from your hands, nosan aloch, Hashem gives it to you. As whatever we give away even, is all called from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, this is the oifin of the Aseres HaDibros, like the last love of Loisachmoid, not to have a desire to take somebody else's, but rather to realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you what's yours, gives somebody else what's theirs. You're not supposed to have a desire, a chemda, to take somebody else's. You have to realize Hashem is the one that gives it. Really, the last one of the Aseres HaDibros is the kim of the first one, of Anecha Hashem Lekecha. To have a total amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything we have comes from Hashem. Hashem gives it to us. And therefore we have to be happy and not complain and want more and want what somebody else has. But Adarabba, be happy to realize it comes from Hashem. And the Mishnah is Tzulin HaChidosh here, we have to have a Koros HaTov, you have to want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore we should only be and therefore you should be happy to give tzedakah. And now the Rabbi, the Gemara says, that you become rich. You have to know the money that you give for mitzvahs, for tzedakah, that's really yours. That's the best bank to put it away, that you'll take with you to Olam Haba. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, Hamahalach Bader, somebody's traveling on the road, Vishon, and he's learning the way you're supposed to. The Pasuk says, Uvalechtucha Baderach, even if you're going on the road, you should be thinking, talking, and learning. So somebody was going and he was learning. In the middle of the road, when he's learning, he stops learning. And what does he do? He says, Mano ilon ze, how beautiful this tree is. O mano near ze, how beautiful this ground is that's plowed. Is malo because the Torah considers him kilo mischai benafshai, like really deserves to lose his life. Why? Because the mind says, in the middle of doing such a chashuv of a thing is the middle of learning. So why are you stopping for giving up this beautiful opportunity of learning now and giving it up and doing other things that are not the same madrega, even though by itself would be a nice thing to be makatayv, see how great Hashem's world is, say how beautiful the tree is, how beautiful the ground is, but not in the middle of learning. When you're doing something so great as learning, you have to be makat the chshivas of the limud and not like to be mavaza the limud, like to stop it for what? For just saying how nice a tree is, for this alone a person is together from Mischai ben Avshay. And the Pshat is really Torah is our life. Kihem chayenu v'yeruch yemenu. So a person's Isaac in learning Torah in his life, and he stops learning for other things, so it's called Mischai ben Avshay, you're giving up your life, and therefore the Mishnah considered it, kilu yechayv ben chayv misa. Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Doistoi, Rabbi Yanai, says over Mishum the name of Rav Meir. Omer says over the name of Rav Meir. That called Hashachayach Dov Rechim in Mishnosai. If somebody forgets one thing from his learning, is Malal of Akasa, the Kaposa considers him, again, Kilu Mischai Ben Avshai, really deserves to lose his life for this. The same swore again. Torah is our life. We live because of the Torah. It has to be dear to us, to remember it, to chazer it, go over it. A person like Bemezer does things to make him forget the learning, so it shows that you don't want your life, and therefore you're giving up your life. Mischai ben Avshai. Shnema the Pasuk says in Devarim, Raki Shom Elecho, watch yourself. O Shmo Nafshecha Miyoid, watch your nefesh. Now, what does that mean to say? How do you watch your nefesh? Watch your Torah. That Pentishkach, maybe you forget, that's a Devarim, these words means the Torah, Ashero Necha, that you eyes saw by Man Torah Har Sinai. There's love not to forget your learning. Yochel the Mishnah says, I would have thought to say, Afilu Tokvol of Mishnosai. Let's say it's not his fault for Oynis. He's becoming old. He's forgetting now because of Oynis. Not because he's doing things to forget. But for Oynis it happens, Tokvol of Mishnosai. It's like too hard for him right now. So in this time, the Pasuk says, Upen Yosuru Milvavcho Kohi Mechayecha.
that the law is watch yourself not to take it away, not to take it out of your heart. If so, Eina Mischayev, you only chayev, but now she only deserves to lose your life, Ache Yeshev Yisir Malibai, lest you do things to take it out of your heart. In other words, you're misrashlo, you're mavatal time, you don't use out your time for learning, you don't chaza, you do other things, you let tumah go into your head that washes out the Torah. For that, you mischayev benafshei. If you do things that take out the Kedushas HaTorah, sometimes people learn, and then when they stop learning or afterwards, they do things, mamish of tumah, do bad things that goes into their head, they look at bad things, they talk about bad things, and those things, mamish, wash out the Torah in your head. So mamish this love of penyasuru, you're taking the Torah out of you. So this is the love, or else if a person's nisrashul, takes it easy, learns, but he doesn't care about chazering it, doesn't care to work on it, that's also considered penyasuru. You have to want to learn and keep the learning and work as hard as possible to remember it. But if Bo'enis, even though you're trying hard, still the person gets old, he starts to forget, it's too hard, that you're an honest on that you're put. And I once asked Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky Shlita, the Goyim, that what should we do about not forgetting our learning? So he says the Iker is the Chazah, you have to go over and over again, the Chazah, the Gemara, over and over again. You work on Chazara, that's the way you remember it, you won't come to forget your learning. Mishneh Tes, Rabbi Chanina ben Doi Soima, that kol sheyiras chet kodemes lechokmosoi, person has yiras shemayim, yiras chet, that comes first before he learns. In other words, he has yiras shemayim, and now he wants to learn to be able to know what to do, how to mekayim the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then chokmosoi miskayemes, he'll keep his learning, because he's learning l'shem shemayim, to be able to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do, that's the purpose of the Torah, then you'll keep your Torah. But the opposite way, means the person doesn't care so much about the Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Chet. He wants to know Chochmas HaTorah, but not worried about keeping it, then Ein Chochmas Miskayemis. He won't keep that Torah, that's not called learning L'Shem Shemayim. You won't have Siyata D'Shemayah, he won't keep and remember that Torah. Hu Ayoyma, he used to say, as Rabbi Chanina also used to say, that Kol Shemaisa Merubim Echochmasai, if he does more actions, means he does a lot of Meisim Tovim. As he shows us that Iker is interested in doing the Ratzon of Hashem, doing what Hashem wants, and he's learning Amnas to know what to do, then Chochmosa Mischayem, then he'll have Siyata D'Shemaya, he'll keep his learning. But the Kol Shechochmosa Merubim Meisav, his learning is more than he does, meaning he doesn't learn Amnas to do, he doesn't care about keeping what he learns. He learns, but when it comes to the Meisim, he doesn't keep, he doesn't do the Meisim Tovim. If so, ain't chokhmosa mischiemis, he won't keep his learning. That's not called the learning of Shem Shemayim. Eventually, he won't have siyata d'shemaya, and he's going to forget his learning. And the Rabbi Yehuda learns that chokhmosa mubim imaisov means he goes straight to learn and just wants to learn. And then he'll say he'll do things. That's not good. Ain't chokhmosa mischiemis, meaning before you start learning, you have to have midas tovus. Person has to have derecheres and midas tovus. When he has midas tovus, then the Torah goes in. Then the Torah will be miskayim. That's the lashon of kol semaisa mubim mechokhmosoi. Maisa means his midas toivas are great. Then that's a key, a skula to keep the Torah. Mishneh Yud. Hu ayoyma. He used to say again. Chanina ben Dais used to say kol sheruach habriyos neichemenu. If people are pleased with you, you should know that's a proof. Then that ruach hamokam mezochon neichemenu. A kodesh baruch was also pleased with you. So what the Mishnah means, not just I'm being pleased. It means that people are pleased with you, like the Gemara in Yuma says, that when a person learns Torah and acts nice with people, does business nice by Munam, people praise him and say how nice he is, how nice the Torah is. So that's called Ruach HaBrius, means they're happy with you, with the mitzvahs, the meisim that you're doing. So then that's a proof that Avad Ruach HaMokam, because Ruach was also pleased with you. But the Swasema says, the Iker is that the Ruach HaMokim Hashem should be pleased with you. Just a proof, a little of a problem, that if Ruach HaBrius Neichemenu, it must be Min HaShemayim also not Neichemenu. But V'chol She'ein Ruach HaBrius Neichemenu, if people are not pleased with you, that means people don't talk about how nice your actions are, they don't praise your actions, but Adarabah, you have bad midas, they look down upon you. Se'enachanami Ein Ruach HaMokim Neichemenu. Shno and Shemayim also, HaKadosh Baruch was also not pleased with such a person. Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkin Asayimah. Sheino shel shachris. Person sleeps in the morning. It's a zman to be up, to do avoida. Instead, the person is sleeping, he's lazy. V'yayin shel tzoroyim. The afternoon, his time goes after his time of salev. He just drinks, chamshikam. He drinks wine in the afternoon. Or else, v'sichas ha'ilodim. Stam talk, a kid talk. Stam bittel, wasting time. V'yeshivas bot the kinesias shalam yoritz. Else a person goes to dine, to eat out, to be with people that are marat, the amoritz, people that are not mechomim, people that are not talking and learning. So the Mishnah says, Moitzia nesodim in olam. All these things take a person out of this beautiful world. And like Rabbi Yoin explains, that the Ika person was created for him was to be Isaac in Torah, do mitzvahs, be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, worry about your neshama. And near the person, instead of worrying about his neshama, all he does things is that's good for his guf, that does things for the piyosh of the body, that's no good for the neshama. Sleeping in the morning, drinking in the afternoon, stam wasting idle talk, and sitting with both the kinesias, that's being mahana your guf, but not your neshama. You're not going to be Isaac in mitzvahs and Torah. If so, what do you need life for? The purpose of life is kiheim chayein v'aruch yimeinu, was to be Isaac in Torah and mitzvahs. This person is just wasting his time, so that's called maitzin yasodim in erlem. You're taking yourself out of this beautiful world. This is a beautiful world to mekayim mitzvahs, to make investments, and these investments laf perish litan erlem haba. Instead of just wasting his time, wasting his life, that's called you're taking yourself out of this precious world. And we know when the Gro Zitzal left the world, last words he said was how beautiful this world is, what kind of good business you could do here, that to wear a pair of tzitzis, how much does it cost already to buy a pair of tzitzis? You put on tzitzis, you get such schar, it's such a great deal, how beautiful this world is, that you can use out all the opportunity to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, how much chai you get for it, how beautiful this world is. That's called using out the world the right way. Otherwise, you're taking yourself out of this world. Your Mishnah Yud Alef. Rebbe Loza Hamaydoi Oimer. Hamachal Lesa Kochim. Somebody is Machal Kochim. Kochim means either the Beis HaMikdash or else Kabonis. You're not knowing with the Kedusha. We know Kabonis, you're only supposed to eat at certain places, not outside the place. The Kedusha is Beis HaMikdash, go in there when you're Tomei. See, if you're Mechalet, you don't keep the Kedusha of the Mokum, meaning you have no Shaychas to Kedusha, you don't know what Ruchnius means, or else V'amavaz Es Mo'adis, person despises Yomim Tovim, which you do, what Rashi says, this means Chol HaMoed, not only Shabbos, not only Yom Tov, but even Chol HaMoed. Person doesn't realize the difference between Chol HaMoed and a weekday, and he acts the same way in Chol HaMoed like a weekday, is to be mevaza the kedusha of Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, we know, is Kemari Yom Tov. Just Chazal gave certain heterim. But otherwise, there's an Indian to mekadesh it, to dress differently on Chol HaMoed than a regular weekday, to eat differently, it has kedusha. If you mevaza mean despise it, you're looking down upon the kedusha. Huadin v'hamal bin p'nei chaver barabim. Somebody embarrasses his friend, barabim. The same thing, a person is a tzelem alakim. Yechaver is a tremendous thing. It's a tzelem alakim, that tremendous kedusha yechaver. How could you go and embarrass your friend? Elamai, you take away the kedusha, you don't think of the chashivus of a person. You're taking away chashivus of something. Even if you have a bris mila, but you're not nizer in its kedusha. Hameifa means either like you don't care about the mila, or else you're moishach or losai. You want to like cover it up. You don't want to be, look like a Jew. So you're being mevazed the kedusha of Yisrael. Or else you have znus, terrible things. You're taking away the kedusha of Yisrael. Or else the hamagale upon the batera shalei kalocha. Person learns Torah and says the wrong pshat. He does it b'mezid. He says the wrong halacha. Also, is not nizim the kedusha of Torah. Torah is so choshev, you have to be medakdek in every word in the Torah to say it over the right way. How could you megala and cover like the wrong pshat of the Torah? It shows that you don't care about the Torah. In all these cases, even though this person learns Torah and is doing ma'isim tovim, the locher is, ein loy chelik le'olam haba, this person does not have olam haba. Mashma these chatoyim are very, very strong. You take away a chelik in Olam Haba. One shot could be is that we know the Yisrael of Olam Haba is that tzaddikim yoshvim v'nenim iziv ha-shechina. The Yisrael of Olam Haba, the schar, the tremendous inyan is to be nenim, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, a person of this world that does things not to be close to Hashem, does things that it despises Kedusha. Kedusha has to do with being close to Hashem. Kodshim has Kshaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kabbonis, Tznavoyda Hashem. The person is Mechal of them, means he doesn't care about Hashem, he doesn't care to be Mevaza, the Kedusha. Who are Dinyan Tevim, we said, and even in Cholam Moed, you don't see the Dinyanim of the Kedushas of Moed. Moed, some say, it's like a meeting place. You come to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a Skarbis Lashem, and you have Mevazer, it means you're going away from Hashem. Same thing, Pnei Chaveroi, Yechaver is at Selam Alekim. How could you Mevazim? It's like pushing away the Shekhinah. May for Brisai, that's our Kedusha, our Av, Avraham Avinu, that's the school of Klai Yisrael. We have a Bris Milam, if you take it away, it's like showing you don't want to be close to Hashem. Invited in Megala Ponav HaTorah, our Ike Kedusha we have is through the Limud HaTorah, Yisrael, V'Yirai Sechadhu, and if a person is not Nizah to learn Torah the right way, he doesn't care to come out with the right pshat, he comes out with the wrong pshat, he's like Mevazer Hashem, he doesn't care about Hashem. And therefore, such a person doesn't have chelik in Olam Haba. Because that's what Olam Haba is, being close to Hashem. You have to have a, live a life in this world. To have shaykhs, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mela will be able to be zoicha to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Your Mishnah Yud Beis, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, have a kal l'rosh. Be kal means light, means do the ruts and the rush. Some say means of an older person, a Rosh Hashiva. It should be calm, it's easy, and zoriz, to do b'mchabadim, to do what he wants to misharis him, do his rotin, and v'noyach lasish chayrus, and be nice, to chayrus means like black, means a young person, still has black hair, in amachiv, to be mekel, to give, like to be so much covered, like to know the person, but I call upon him, you have to act nice to him, and easy to him, ve'avim mekabal, as kol odem b'simcha, should accept everybody b'simcha with happiness. Hits every person that Yid is choshev, supposed to act nice to them. Rather, the more choshev the person is, the nicer he should act to him. But everybody should mekabel b'simcha. If du es Hashem b'simcha, be mekabel upon him. If another person b'simcha, that like avos Hashem, have chshivus of another Yid, he's also telling malakim, be mekabel everybody b'simcha. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, schoik, that the people stam go to laugh, have like tzonis. The kalis rosh, lightheadedness, magidum lever, that makes a person have to do with preachers, with arroyas. Like we said, that was Takonis Ezra, Balkari, should not be able to learn Torah before he goes to the mikvah, because that thing, kalis rosh, that brings a carry, that's the opposite of Kedusha. And therefore, the opposite of Kedusha is erva. Mosoiris siyogla Torah. The Mosoiris, that through Makambo, the Torah Shabbat Peh, Shinims is given over me door to door. That's the siyag gate to understand klo, the Torah Shabbat. Whether it's not to read it, to interpret it, to understand it, we have to go boss of the service of the Makabal from Moshe Rabbeinu from Hasinai. Maisra is siyag loisha. Person wants to remain rich or be rich, he should give maisra. The more stock you give, the more schar, the brachas you'll get, that you become rich. Like the Moradash and Aser, Bishril Shetis Aser. Nedorim is siyog l'prishus. You need to be careful to make a neder, watch a neder. That's a siyog that protects you for precious. Person wants to be machmer la'alatzmai, to be knowing things that are also, even though it's mutam, they shouldn't be ovi surim. If so, like he's afraid of the yetzor will be mezgabri on him, that's a nice thing to do. Shem kablut for the neder, and that's well be able to be kovish his yetzor. And siyog la'choch mashtika, the fence. For Chochom, that shtika being quiet, whether it means shtika and other things in Yonim, not stam to be marvin talking, Lashon Hara, Dvar Metelim, but Adarabba, in that you keep quiet, but Yika Divras in Torah, in learning Torah. That's called Siyog, a gate to keep your Chochom, is not to waste your Dibur, but shtika. But Adarabba, in Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Torah, that's the talk. Others learn shtika means in front of an Adam Choshev, in front of your Rebbe, try and listen to him, Mekabah, what the Gedolim tell you, that's also Siyog Nechochma. Mishnah Yudalit, Hu Ha Yoima, he used to say, going back to before, Bekivam, that Chaviv Adam Shenivr B'Tzelem. It's a tremendous Chavivus, a love of a preferred person, that we are created with Tzelem Alekim. That Hashem gave us the Seichel, we could understand, Kedusha, understand Ruchnius, that's a tremendous Chavivus. And Chiv Yaseir, even greater than this is, Noidas Lo Shenivr B'Tzelem. That we know this, that we were created with Tzelem Lakim. Shnem the Pasuk tells him precious, but Tzelem Lakim also saw them. Then Chavivim Yisrael Shenikra Bonim Lamakim were very chavu, were very dear, that were considered Bonim Lashem. Chiv Yisrael, even the greater thing is Neidat Lem Shenikra Bonim Lamakim, that we even know that were called Bonim Lashem. Shnem the Pasuk says in Devarim, Bonim Atem Lashem Lakechem. Chavivim Yisrael Shenitam Lem Pichemda. How great we are, lucky we are, that we receive the Kli Chemda, the great Kli of Hashem, that means the Torah. And Chi be a Savior, greater than that, Nedaslem, that we know this, Shinit Lem Kli Chemda, that we know that Hashem gave us this Kli Chemda. Shabai Niv Erlem, that through it Hashem created the world. Shinema Kileka Tov Nasait Lechem Tarosi Atazaydu. Don't leave over the Torah. So Kitzin and Mitch is telling us that we have a Chaviv, something special about us, that we created with a Tzelem Alekim. And the Pasuk says, B'tselem l'kim osas Adam, and then it's a Chaviva that were considered Bonim l'makim, we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Chaviva says that we were the one to be Zoicha, to receive the Torah. The Pshat from B'tselem l'makim, really in the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, in the Shar Aleph, he talks about this, what does it mean, Adam, is it Tzelem l'makim? We don't know what a Tzelem l'makim is. It just says, it's a little of a dogma, just like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'makim, is Lashon Abal Yecholus, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the world going. HaMechadish Betuva B'chol Yom Tomin, Kiseid every second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koichis, is keeping this world going. Hu Adin Hashem Menon Adam also, that now that we're created, every Maisim we do also gives Koichis and Shemayim for the whole Rekia to be in existence. Our mitzvahs keep the world going also. And for care, the Averis we do is Mekalkal the world. So if we have a Tzelem Olakim, our actions also have to do with keeping the world going, the Tzara Toiv and Tzara Ra. Kitzur, that we have Shaykhus to HaKadosh Baruch, we have Me'ein, the Koichus of Hashem, and that's why we considered Bonim Lamakam, and Avad, where do we get our Koichus from? Because the Koichus is from the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch gave us, Mezakeh to us, the Torah HaKadosha. Mishnah Tezvov, HaKol Tzofui. Everything is uncovered, everything is open. Like the Rambam Tanura says, everything a person does, even in Chadri Chadorim, inside private rooms, still is goli, it's uncovered, it's open, so HaKadosh Baruch knows exactly what we are doing. And V'Hereshus Nesuna means a person has the ability to do what he wants. Shem gives us the choice as a Keich HaBechira. We could do either Toiv or we could do Ra. It's up to us, like the Pasuk says, it's up to us, and this is the famous question, but there's no stirum, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, what we're going to do, but our call upon him, it's precious us, we have the bechir, we have the choice to do good or to do bad. Uvetuv ha'oilam nidon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world with toiv, with the midas of rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis on us, but still, v'hakir l'firoiv ha'maisa, it all depends upon how many good mice and toivim you have. Meaning, the more of a tzaddik you are, the more ma'isim tovim you have, the more letzad ha'tov, the more chesed, the more rachmonis HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on you. Interesting, the Rambam learns, HaKol if you rave ha'maisa, meaning the mosh, let's say you want to give tzedakah, you want to give $1,000. If you give $1,000 to one ma'isit, but if you give out, let's say $10 to 100 ma'isites, that's even better. Every time you do the ma'isa, it's another oiris of being close to Hashem, of doing a ma'isa mitzvah. That's called HaKol Lefi Roiv HaMaisa. You're holding Mishnah Tezayin. Hu HaYoyna. Again, it goes back to Rabbi Kiva used to say, HaKol Nosem B'Erovin. In this world, everything is given on collateral. Meaning you're responsible for everything that you take from this world. U'mitzuda Prusa Kol HaChaim. And there's a net spread out of all the living people. HaChanus Pasuach. The store is open. And the storekeeper is giving out on credit. Pinkis Pasuach, and his book is open. Vayotka Sevas, and the hand is writing down. Whoever wants to come and borrow is Yavav Yavav, let him come and borrow. Vagaboyim Mahzirin Toda Bukhoyim, and their collectors go around collecting every single day. Vinifroyim in order midaita, they pay back a person when he realizes it, Vishalomi that he doesn't realize it. Vyeshta Mamasha Yismuchu, and they have one wanted to rely on. He's the one that collect because everything is written down, they have to say Fazakhrainis. Vyadin dinamis Vebakosh Brochu does when he's Gaveya the Chayiv, it's emes. The Yaakov Masukh and the Suda, everything is ready for a Suda, meaning for Elam Haba. So Kitch is a very sadistic commission over here, that this world, in other words, they say is like a hotel, an expensive hotel. When you go into a hotel, you take all the luxuries you want, but you have to pay for every single thing. The telephone is very expensive, the food is very expensive, the drinks are very expensive. Everything you take, you have to pay for. Same thing, Elam Hazem, anything you take that's not Lidvar Mitzvah, you take it without rishus from a Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch is not happy about it, so you're going to have to get paid back for it. Navad, if you take koiches from Hashem and do averus with it, so you have no right to do it, and you'll be paid. You'll get paid back from it. You know, there's a svasemis that says the mitzvah of tshuva says by gezel. Why by gezel? Because it says every single aver is really gezel. Because any aver you do, you're using out the koiches that Hashem gave you, and Hashem did not give it to you to do an avera. See, like you're stealing the kirchus, you're stealing these things you're doing the Avera with. So every Avera is a gather of Gezel. So Kiss after Smishna, everything is open, you have the choice to take as much as you want, but you have to realize you have to pay for it all. And therefore, Ashrei me that uses out this world for Limud HaTorah for mitzvahs, and then it'll be Zeichatak HaTorah L'Mabot. That's called Vakol Masuk and L'Suda, meaning that even when Hashem pays back and gives you the punishment, it's only to Masakin us that we should be fit to go to Olam Haba. Your Mishnah Yudzayim. Rabbi Loza ben Azayo Eimer, im ein Torah ein derech eretz. Person doesn't learn Torah, he's not going to know what real derech eretz means, what real midas tovus are. Person learns midas tovus, good character, through the Torah. The same thing, the opposite. The im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. The person that doesn't have midas tovus, Torah doesn't go into him. Hashem is malame Torah to a person that kli, that's yosher, that's kalat, that's emes. The more midas tovus a person has, the more Torah Hashem puts into him. And the more the person is sheker, has bad midas, less Torah goes in there. So it's hand in hand, you need the Torah to teach the Derech Eretz, and you need the Derech Eretz to be able to let the Torah go in. The Gros says on this, the main Derech Eretz, same Torah means if you don't learn the Masechta Derech Eretz, then you can't learn Torah. Because you have to have midas tovus. A lot of Mefarshim say like this, levush of a person is his midas tovus. If he has a good levush, then the Torah goes in. Then in main chokhma in yira, if you don't have chokhma, you're not going to be able to have yiras Hashem. You have to understand also the Torah, that the avon of HaKadosh Baruch, then you can have yira. And the opposite, if you're main yira, if you don't fear HaKadosh Baruch, no, you're a shemay main chokhma, Torah doesn't go in, it goes hand in hand. Person has to learn Torah with yira shemayim. Again, yira shemayim is the kli that made the oitzah, the warehouse that Hashem puts in the Torah, and one builds up the other. You have to learn Torah lishma with yira shemayim to be Mekayim the Torah. Emein bina ein das. If you don't have understanding, you're not going to have das. In the same, the opposite way, emein das ein bina. Some say das means understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding things, and bina is understanding one thing from another thing. Kitzadi, each type of a chokhmah, one helps out the other. And then the Mishnah says, emein kemach, if you don't have food, ein Torah, you're not going to be able to learn. You have to mutzazich about the food, you won't be able to learn. In main Torah, if you're not going to learn, in kemach, the baruch is, the panosa comes through the limud Torah, one helps out the other. Who are yoima? He used to say, and Shav Lotz ben Azai used to say, kol shechochmosim rubim imaisov, if his chochm, his learning, is more than his actions, lamal doima, what is he like? Lilan like a tree, shanov rubim, a lot of branches, vishrosh muatim, but the roots are very small. Varuach bo, wind comes, varkartan, uproots the tree, vafakt upon him, falls on his face. Shneim the pasuk says, "Vo yekar Rabbi Arova lo yirakit ki yovay toiv v'shochen charedim by midbar eretz malecho v'loy seishiv." In other words, a person learns a lot, but he's not mekayim what he learns. He doesn't do the mitzvahs. He's not makbid on what he learns from mekayim. So that's like a tree that the roots are very small, just be thrown down. Mashenkin the other way, avakol shemaisam ruvim mechokmosoi. His actions are greater than his chokmim. Only a little bit that he learns, he runs right away to Mekayim it, Yazir HaShemayim, he's mekayim what he learns. Then lamal daimel, what is he like? Leaning like a tree. Shanofim uvatim, small branches, but shroshim ruba, and the roots are very large. Shafilu kolarucha shabalam bois, even all the wind comes and noishwas and blows on it. A maziz nice mekayim, he can't move the tree from its place. Shenemen apostolic says, voyekech sosalam al nayim, veyal yuval yishalach shroshov, vla yirak yavichim, voyole yoranon, vishnas pat service la yidog, vla yomish meyasois eperi. Again, which means it should be like a tree that's planted by the waters towards the stream that's spreading its roots, and it should be, it won't realize the heat that comes, and it'll always be fresh, and it'll grow, and drought will not worry it, nor it won't stop growing, it won't stop giving off pears. This is called somebody that chachmosai, that ma'isav is mruba mechachmosai. Kids, at the side of the Mishnah is, you have to learn Torah l'shma, to make ourselves korav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, the yisoid of the Torah is oisem achas ruach liyotzroi. We have to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and if we do what He wants, we please Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with us. That's the kavanos of the Torah. And therefore, you need Torah, you need chokhmah, you need yirah shemayim, and you have to do maisim tovim. You have to have maisim. You have to want to do the ritzonos. How do we know what the ritzonos are? That's through the limud of the Torah. Therefore, they go hand in hand. Last mishnah of Gimel, Rebbe Loza ben Chis Maimel. Kinem of Pischei Nida. These are laws about kinem, about birds. When they bring carbonus, they get mixed up one with the other. A Pischei Nida is the law, is the beginning of a Nida, how to calculate when she's Nida, when not. Heine and Gufa Halachas. These are the Ikra of the Halachas, essential Halachas. Tkufais, about astronomy. Or Gematrias, the mathematics, that's Paparius the Chochmah. That's some seasoning for the Chochmah. Meaning to say that kinem of Pischei Nida, even though it's not so Negeya, the mice, it's Torah. Any part of Torah we have to learn, we have to know it, work on it. It's all Torah. Mashenkein, these other chokhmas of astronomy and mathematics, those things are not Torah. And therefore, after you finish, you filled yourself up with learning Torah, then if you have time, you can study these things, have chokhmah. But this is not a daima to the goof of the Torah itself. Some say tekufos here means that the mahalach, the mazolos, and gematrias, that means the cheshbon of the oisiyos. It's all type of a limud. Those are peparis lechokhmah. That's like a kinuach, like dessert. It's some enjoyable, but it's not the goof of the Torah itself. And again, this should be learned after yimamalik risai with Torah. Mekirtzah, this is the avoidus odom, to learn Torah as much as possible, to learn the goof of the Torah, the yik of the Torah, with midas toivos, with yirah shemayim, and ashrei mi shamola batoroi, v'yoseh nachas ruach liyotzrei. All right, we'll stop here.